I later was to come to know a person who was in one of those submarines there who lived through that. In fact, in the revival, when I was converted, a Patterson boy was home on furlough. The revival service was over, and wagons and cars were leaving to go home, and half the people were gone. When Fred Patterson came by, my dad looked at him and said, "Fred, I hope you'd come down. You're going back to war. I wish you'd become a Christian." He started crying and said, "How can I do that?" Daddy came out with that big booming voice and said, "Come on back, folks. We got one to baptize." And Daddy said, "Other people should have accepted Christ tonight. Let's sing Just As I Am again." And on the last verse and the last phrase, I started down and then froze. That was a bad-looking church, physically speaking. And I wanted to join the church next to our house, which was nice. And halfway down there, I knelt in an aisle on the side, that old gas lamps and not much light. And my mother came to me and said, "What's the matter?" I said, "I want to accept Christ, but I don't want to join this church." She said, "Let's pray together." And Mother led me to Christ. On the way home, she said, "Bob, Brad's got something to share with you." I shared with Daddy. And he said, "Well, Grover Meadows, he's the guy that hustled Daddy off to church, is coming next week to preach at Algoma. If you want to join there, you can join in." And on the first night he gave an invitation, I went down. And Daddy picked me up over the kneeling rail in his arms and just stood there like I was his treasure. I overcame fear that night in a very special way. I knew I belonged to the Lord and whatever happened, be okay.